From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, President Bush called on Congress to support legislation to speed the thinning of millions of acres of forest to reduce the risk of wildfires. Hours later, the bill was passed by the House, as expected, and now goes to the Senate. The president warned that bureaucratic red tape could make an already dangerous fire threat even worse. But environmentalists worry that the legislation doesn't set enough limits on the timber industry. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
President Bush stood in the East Garden of the White House today, and looking back at last summer's wildfires, when more than 7 million acres of forest went up in smoke, said the effects have been devastating. The president, mindful that this legislation faces opposition from environmentalists, spoke of the environmental damage caused by extremely intense blazes.
The fire sterilizes soils and triggers soil erosion. They decimate our forests, killing even giant sequoias that have survived centuries of smaller fires. They destroy the habitats of endangered species.
The president also spoke of the economic benefits of this legislation, making it clear that he also sees this as a jobs bill. He hopes it will restore some of the 47,000 timber jobs that have been lost over the past 14 years in Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Montana, and California. The legislation, introduced by Congressman Scott McInnes, a Colorado Republican, would allow for the clearing out of small trees and underbrush on the forest floor, as well as controlled burning to lower the likelihood of future fires. Again, here's President Bush.
This bill sets priorities for forest management by authorizing work in the areas that are closest to rural communities and work where there's the greatest risk for environmental damage. It's a practical piece of legislation. It's good, common sense environmental policy is what we're talking about.
There's nothing in the bill that forces resources to be used where they're most urgently needed, which is right around homes and communities.
That's Neil Lawrence, the director of the Forestry Project at the Natural Resources Defense Council. He says most environmentalists support thinning forests. The question is how best that should happen. Lawrence says this legislation, if passed, would open the way for logging in areas where there are big, marketable trees, but no risk to communities. Another problem, Lawrence says, is that there will be new limits on the ability of environmentalists to seek a formal review of a decision to log in any given area.
In tandem with a proposal that the White House is about to finalize to eliminate environmental review for many of these projects, it means that logging in the backwoods, which is highly controversial, which can be damaging to the forests, can make fires worse, and is full of scientific uncertainties, will be done with little, if any, review of its environmental pros and cons.
It took nearly a century of suppressing fire in public forests to bring them to their current overgrown condition. No matter how quickly thinning takes place, it will take years to undo that. In the meantime, the debate is bound to become more intense as this year's fire season draws near. A wet spring has caused a lot of new growth on the forest floor, just the sort of vegetation that can turn a small ground fire into an inferno. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.